definitely taking care of business right here on BizTalk, and we are coming at you this morning at the speed of sound, and so glad to have you aboard once again. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Good morning, Jim.
Morning. And
good to see you again.
Yeah, we haven't been together for a while.
It's been a while.
You've been out seeing the world.
Gallivanting, and you've been singing.
I've been hanging out.
Making music.
But it's good to be back.
And, it is.
Hey, and we got Rob sitting in on the board, so man, everybody's in the studio.
Yeah, he looks better than ever, doesn't he?
He does. Brighten place up. And we, as you know, we talk business every week. We bring on entrepreneurs, we bring on experts, we bring on marketing consultants, accountants, CPAs, attorneys, you name it, we put them on the air. And we talk business, and we try to help empower you in your small business or your desire to get into business if you're not already there.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it with a myriad of ways. We are both, Tony and I are score counselors, score mentors, excuse me,
right.
Political correctly.
Right.
And maybe you can enlighten us a little bit on the SCORE.
Sure, I'd be happy to. SCORE is a national organization that's affiliated with the Small Business Administration. And they were started back in the 60s, SCORE was. And in the Fox Valley, we have a chapter with approximately 60 active mentors in it.
All right.
Covers 8 counties from here down to Fond du Lac through Oshkosh. And if any business owner or anyone who wants to start a business is interested in getting some assistance with a myriad of different topics, so maybe it might be some legal issues, HR issues, IT issues, cash flow issues, banking issues, accounting issues, don't hesitate to give SCORE an opportunity to help you. You can learn more about our chapter at scorefoxcities.com.
Right.
On the website, there's an application to request consulting services. It's free. Everything's free.
Nice bang for the buck.
All free.
Yep.
And the SCORE mentors or counselors are screened so that they are legitimate, reliable, trustworthy, and knowledgeable and experienced in those fields. So when you are signing up for SCORE counseling or SCORE assistance, you're going to get someone who's going to be a specialist in the area in which you need assistance. The other neat thing about our SCORE chapter is we are starting to team up with each other. Like, Jim, you're in the marketing. I'm in the banking cash flow side. So if I need some marketing assistance, I'll bring you in. You'll bring me in if your client needs some assistance. So we team up and we bring resources to help the business owner. Again, that website is scorefoxcities.com. Don't hesitate if you'd like some help to go fill out the application. Might take about 3, 4, 5 days to get someone back to you because we work as volunteers in the office down at the chamber building, and we're not there every day of the week. So
right. And you know, SCORE counselors have worked with businesses on an ongoing basis.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, it's a good opportunity for people to get support, to be able to talk to somebody.
Exactly.
Especially if you have a business where you don't have a partner or something like that.
And some of the folks in our SCORE chapter have owned their own businesses. They still own their own business. They work for other companies. And they, in turn, have networks of other people who they could bring in to help the entrepreneur. So I would encourage everybody who's in business to consider using SCORE to start, grow, or improve their business.
Good deal. Okay, and once again, the show is, we do have a myriad of sponsors that are helping to keep the show
on. It's a growing list. I'd like to go through that quickly.
It is, and let's give...
Sure. BizTalk is actually brought to you each week for the benefit of the SCORE chapter. All the work that we do goes to benefit the SCORE chapter, and we have sponsors who help that effort, and those sponsors include Associated Bank, who's been a good sponsor for us for a number of years now, Lakeview Credit Union, we have Sawaski Law, Anertel Sawaski and her associates work just in business law, and they also do intellectual property law if anyone is looking at copyright or a patent or anything.
Right.
We also have Alberts and Haling CPA firm. They have offices in Green Bay and Appleton. Kurt Haling is the partner that we work with. In fact, I think he's on next week as our guest. We also have Guidant Business Solutions, Gary Vaughn. And starting today, we have a new sponsor returning. That sponsor is the Better Business Bureau. So welcome back to the Better Business Bureau. They're going
to
be back
with
us
for
another quarter.
Yeah,
they do a nice job. Yeah. So those are our sponsors, and we thank them. We also want to acknowledge and thank the Better Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical called the Business News.
Right.
$20 a year.
$20 and
relative, nice, helpful information.
In the business news, I think they launched their paper just about the time we were launching this radio
Biz
show
Talk.
Back about 2002.
Yep.
Okay, well, with that said, why don't we, I'm going to give out some phone numbers this morning, folks, if you want to give us a call, maybe come on the air with a comment or a question for our guest or Tony or I. And if you do that, as we've been doing, one of our SCORE mentors has written an excellent book. It's called Winning Ways for Life. A lot of financial information, but it's not written like the typical financial book.
It's really a story of, his name is Mao Nguyen, from Burma.
Burma, yeah.
He's a retired engineer from Kimberly-Clark, great guy, excellent guy. But he wrote this book, Jim, as an accounting of his life, the ups and downs, and it combines the spiritual and the financial aspects of life.
Yeah,
and it gives a lot of definition to financial terms that always escape us. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
One of the best books I've read.
Anybody interested, he was on our show, about 4 or 5 months ago.
Right.
You can go out onto our Biz Talk with SCORE website. You can click on Archives. And all the shows out there, you might go back and if you want to listen to that show. It was a great one.
And he's going to be back in October.
He's coming back.
Coming up in October.
Okay, anyway, I'll give out the numbers now. I'll give them out again throughout the show. 281-1150 if you are in Appleton. 281-1150. If you're in Green Bay, it's 271-1150. And if you are outside the area, maybe Fond du Lac, over in Chilton, Sheboygan, 866-887-1150. And we got a guest in the studio who is waiting to leap on the radio. So
Mr. Leroy Gaines, he's going to be with us after the break.
So we got a great show this morning. Why don't we go ahead and take a quick break and then come on back and let's get into Biz Talk. And then once again, you're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
LLC or S-Corp?
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. You're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Does it feel as though you're losing control of your business and you don't know where to turn? Hi, I'm Gary Vaughn, founder of Guidant Business Solutions, and our mission is to guide you, avoiding the pitfalls that cost you money. If you feel as though you can't talk to your lender, you can't talk to your spouse, you can't talk to your employees, talk to us. We can help. Call me at 920-427-5077 for a free consultation. That number again is 920-427-5077 or visit our website at guidantbusiness.com.
Hi, I'm Joellen Wallen, your Better Business Bureau Northeast Wisconsin Regional Manager. BBB accredited businesses share our vision of an ethical marketplace. For them, trust is a contract, and honesty, integrity, and ethics are standard operating procedure. Consumers looking for a plumber, home remodeler, accountant, or veterinarian prefer to start with trust, and there's no better place than wisconsin.bbb.org. And for business owners, there's no better business decision than applying for BBB accreditation. Do it today.
If protecting your small business and your assets are important to you, then you will need the right attorney on your team. You wouldn't go into battle without proper protective gear. Why would you expose your business or personal assets to a world of litigation and legal entanglements? Anner Telsawoski has been helping small business people for years. She has been a shield of protective armor for her clients, and she's ready to assist you. If you're setting up a legal entity, signing a lease, entering a contract, creating a buy-sell agreement, or any number of legal decisions are facing you, give Anna a call at 920-687-1730 right now. Put her on your team.
Hi, I'm Anna Ertel Sawaski from Sawaski Law, and I protect business owners like you every single day. I provide proactive legal services to help protect your business and avoid legal problems. Put an experienced business attorney on your team. Call me now at 920-687-1730. That's Sawaski Law at 920-687-1730.
Okay, we are back talking business right here on Biz Talk. I'm Jim Rossetti along with Tony Bush. And we have got a great show for you this morning. We're going to talk biz right here on the radio. In the studio this morning is a gentleman I met back some months ago. And we kind of connected right off the bat. He's a real people guy. He's really out there. He's a real networker, and I like that. And he showed me an interesting concept that he was involved with, a company that he was building and growing. And just to let people know, network marketing is a form of doing business. I'm, Tony, you and I both have a little bit of a... But we've never really, I don't think, that gotten on people on the show to really plug network marketing as it was. But I saw a product here, and I saw a service that I thought was just state-of-the-art, and it didn't fit the old norm of network-marketed products like potions, lotions, and that kind of stuff, consumption products. This is a product that can be used in a business to help bring more business to your company. So I thought it was fascinating. I invited Leroy to be a guest, come on the show, and he is with us this morning, and I want to invite Mr. Leroy Gaines. Welcome to BizTalk.
Well, thank you, Tony. And
we'll get you a little closer to the mic there, Leroy.
Thank you, Jim and Tony, for having me on the show today. ComF5 is a internet marketing business.
Yeah, which, just so people know, ComF5.
Yeah, ComF5, COM, C-O-M, stands for communication.
Okay.
F5 on your computer is a refresh button. So it's communication refresh. Is ComF5 is the acronym for communication refresh. What we do is we help businessmen and women grow their business by marketing over the internet. We have a live broadcast system where you can touch people across the world by doing a live broadcast. We have internet marketing campaigns where you can send out 5,000, 6,000 emails at one time. And within that campaign, you can have an opt-in page. By people opting in to receive your monthly newsletter, you don't have to worry about spam. Therefore, you don't have to deal with any of the federal regulations and getting shut down. And we also do internet email, just basic internet emails. And you can also do a template. Within this template, you can customize this template, drop your video in the template. And what I tell people in normal business, you give someone your business card and you say, go visit my website. The average person that has a website doesn't know if a person visits their website or not.
Right.
In this particular situation, you send a template. Within that template, which is embedded in the email, you have a video. Every time someone clicks on that video, it tells you when they clicked on it, date, time, and how many times they clicked on it. So now you know who is looking at your template. So let's say that you send out a internet email campaign, and within that campaign you have two links. These links are live. One link has fried chicken, the other link has roasted chicken. And somebody clicks on roasted chicken, somebody clicks on fried chicken. Now you can tell which link they clicked on to better market.
So you kind of separate the...
Absolutely.
Segmented marketing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we help entrepreneurs grow their business over the internet with the use of video. And in today's market, believe it or not, but 60% of the people you send emails to would much rather watch a short video. It creates visibility, it creates top-of-mind awareness, and it allows you to get your business out there relatively inexpensive as opposed to some of the other marketing techniques that are out there.
Yeah, and as a SCORE mentor, I had some clients that had a service that is very hard to figure out a way to communicate it to other people. And here, along comes your product, and I said, wow, this is a good fit here. And so, state-of-the-art technology going on.
Absolutely. I have a gentleman who sells franchises across the United States, and his biggest concern was that he would never see the people who purchased his franchise. So he got involved with me about 3 years ago, and every month he does a live broadcast. It's like having your own TV station. And all of his franchises chime in to his broadcast station, and he has a conference call with them via the internet once a month.
I love it.
So it's huge.
Leroy, how did you get into this business? There's always an interesting story behind every entrepreneur, and we were talking before the show. You started back in the 60s entrepreneurially.
Yes.
Doing business things, and And entrepreneurs will keep doing that. That's just what's in their blood. Tell us how you got into this business.
Well, 65, I actually started selling Amway. And as you know, Amway has become one of the largest companies around. And for some reason, I got out of Amway. I actually went into music, and things changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wanted to be in multi-level marketing. I wanted to create an income stream that generated money for me and my family.
While you sleep.
they call it residual income.
Residual income is what it is. And I wanted to do this for my family. And I also wanted to do it when I turned 65 years old to have some income coming in other than the basics. So years went by. I tried several other multi-level marketing companies, and I did some travel. And this particular product came along about 5 years ago. I was right at the, they say timing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to get involved with this particular product because you can work from home. And that's one of the things that I wanted to do, was to be able to work from the comfort of my home. Mm-hmm. And I can display, promote this product from home across the world. I think our company right now is in 7 different countries. Mm-hmm. So the company is really growing, and it's something that I enjoy doing. And I like helping other people grow their business. Mm-hmm. You know, my philosophy is giver's gain. If I help you grow your business, then in turn you'll help me grow my business.
Right. Well, the way you describe the product, ComF5, is it's not a consumable. But as Jim indicated in the opening, it's something that a business owner can use to promote their business. And in that regard, you have a way of demonstrating to the business owner what the return on their investment is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not just a cost. It's something that they really get some value for.
Absolutely. I just I'm working with a client now who has an automotive business. He was literally spending $1,200 a month in advertisements. We stopped all of the advertisements. His overhead now is 1,000 times lower, and he has increased his sales. So it's a way of marketing your business. And I tell people who spend money on marketing, what is your ROI? Mm-hmm. If the return on your investment is really not beneficial to you, then you shouldn't be doing
right.
it. So I help people. I go into small companies. I look at their marketing plan. People are spending $3,000-$4,000 a year on direct mail. They're spending $24,000-$25,000 a month on Yellow Page ads. Mm-hmm. They're doing newspaper ads. They're doing hangers on doors. And none of this is working.
But the old traditional kind of stuff that everybody does.
This is state of the art, and you know.
Well, we're living in this 21st century.
Absolutely,
here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why not?
And if you look at the X and Y generation, these people are working and using the internet more than we as baby boomers are.
Sure.
So we need to tap into that younger generation and use the internet more to market our business.
Yeah. Leroy, one of the things about marketing, and you mentioned, Jim says, the traditional ways of doing things, hanging things on doors, the white pages, the yellow pages, advertising. There's really no effective metric way to measure the success of that. If I put an ad in the yellow pages, I don't know how many people are going to come to my company because they saw me in the yellow pages unless I ask. And,
And carefully track.
And then
it's hard to do.
It's a lot of extra effort to, you know, search out how did they find out about your business.
It's hard to do because some people don't remember how they found you.
But
you know,
in my experience with technology now, is, as you indicated, Leroy, that websites can be, they're tracking how many hits you get, when they get them, how long they're on the website. And did you say that through ComF5, folks, business could find out who came to visit?
Oh, absolutely. We have a specific way of tracking the analytical data. Just to give you an example, Tony, I sent out an email campaign first week in June to 570 people. 380 people opened up my email. 280 people subscribe to my monthly newsletter just from one email campaign. So I can specifically tell you who those individuals are, what links they clicked on, and now I can market to those individuals specifically. So what you do is you minimize the amount of time that you're spending in marketing, and then you maximize your marketing effort to those specific individuals.
Mm-hmm.
When people call you from an advertisement, 9 times out of 10, they're shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started into multi-level marketing, I had a travel agency, and a lady would call me, and she says, I'm looking for an airline ticket to Denver. And I would give her a price, and she says, you know, I called the travel agency down the street, and they have it for $5 cheaper.
Yeah, okay.
If I don't have time for that. Uh-huh. So with internet marketing, with technology the way it is today, you want to maximize your time and minimize your money.
Right.
Okay, why don't we, we're coming up on a break here. We're talking with Leroy Gaines, ComF5 is his company. And we will be right back here on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
Ignored? Invisible? Did you ever feel that way around the pretty girls in high school? That's how some of our business members felt about doing business with big banks.
Hi, I'm Dave Bennett.
And I'm his brother, Tim. Together we own a company called Visionary Metals.
We switched our business accounts to Lakeview Credit Union after a large national bank told us we were no longer a good fit for them.
If your business isn't big enough to get the attention you think you deserve from your bank, take a look at Lakeview Credit Union. I'm Pat Loney, and I've been president for 18 years. We may not be the most popular financial in town, but we'll definitely take the time to make sure you get the right loan and the right accounts to fit your business.
We chose Lakeview because of their personal touch and grasp of how small businesses need support from their financial institutions.
Get the right partner for your business. Contact us for a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts. Call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org. Money made easy at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
401k or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Bumper music. I love
it. Pretty cool. Almost as good as Wrigley and Rosetti.
Hey, Tony, you got a message?
Yeah, I just wanted to just announce a little thing going on in the neighborhood here. Yeah. Since this is Biz Talk and this is entrepreneurial, there's a car wash going on at the express station right over here on Kensington and College Avenue.
Oh,
right next to the WHBY radio station.
I need one.
And it's a promotional thing. Some kids are doing a car wash, and they're working real hard out there, so... I know it might rain later today, but it's for a good cause. And if you're out there driving around and you're in this neck of the woods on Kensington and College at the express station, stop in there and get your car washed and do some good for the community here. Give some money to that cause.
A
bunch of kids, bunch of kids are working real hard. And they're going to do a good job.
Tell them you heard it on Biz Talk, will you, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we've been talking with Leroy Gaines. Leroy is a his business is Com F5. Let me get it straight here. What on the break? We talked a little bit about your background, Leroy, and you say you went back to school to kind of get some education to help to align you with an entrepreneurial pathway. But then you said, you know, you worked for the Department of Defense for a long time. Mm-hmm. You were, you know, working in the corporate environment.
That's true.
What happened there? I mean,
I worked for a Department of Defense for 20 years. I was in middle management, worked with Stinger missile, Standard missile, Phalanx, RAM missile, Red Eye missile. And I got caught in the... budget cuts. In the early 90s, the government decided to cut the defense budget.
Right.
And I had been with the company now about 16 years, and I didn't know what to do.
I remember that. Yeah. Yep.
So it was at that time I decided that I wasn't going to depend on someone else to determine my life and my future.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to school, got my degree in transportation management, opened up my own travel agency.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I just became a consultant, and I started building my own businesses and making my life what I wanted it to be.
You took control of your life.
Exactly.
Leroy,
exactly.
You, instead of sitting in a silo in a corporation wondering what's going to happen tomorrow, you took control.
Exactly. I don't like people telling me you get 30 minutes for lunch. You get a five-minute break. You're only going to get X amount of money this year because the budget is not going to give you a raise.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to become an entrepreneur. I wanted to take control of my life. So it's taken me some time to do that. But, you know, ComF5 has come along, and it has given me that freedom. And, you know, I have a good life now. I'm happy.
Yeah.
My fiance is happy. My children are happy. And that, to me, is what life is all about. It's about being happy.
One of the things I like to ask entrepreneurs is when they were working for a company versus working for themselves, how do you feel on Sunday night?
Miserable.
Well, I remember
those go to work.
Remember,
yes.
And now as an entrepreneur, Sunday nights are just another night because you're getting up tomorrow and you're doing it for yourself.
Right.
You got to work hard. It's not easy.
No, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
And I think it requires a lot of discipline because I get up in the morning, we get the kids off to school, I take a shower, I walk down the hall, and I go to my office.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in my office until 11 or 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I go to the kitchen, I fix lunch, and then I'm back in the office. So I work 8 hours a day.
You structure your day. Just
absolutely.
Like you were going into some big infrastructure
absolutely.
To work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the snow doesn't bother me because I don't have to go outside.
Uh-huh.
Just look at it. That's all you're doing.
Right. Well, you know, here you made a comment that you don't find the business somehow finds you. And I think that really defines entrepreneurship. Most people will find there's a void in the marketplace, and that's how they fill the void, and that becomes a business.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put something there that ain't there right now.
Yeah. I've always believed that things find me. I don't go out and find them, especially with business. This business fell in my lap. And, yeah, I was looking, but it just came to me naturally, and it's something I enjoy doing.
But it's almost like shopping. A lot of ladies will go out and shop, and they don't know exactly what they want, but when they see it, they recognize
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
And life can be like that, too. A business
He's gone shopping with my wife. I know he has. Are you?
A business opportunity comes along to us, and we recognize it because we're ready. We're looking for something.
Yeah.
We kind of know what we want
in terms of
different perspectives on it, but we can't put it. We couldn't call it ComF5 at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but the name came to us and it fit.
Right. You know, when I was my wife and I, I'm from California, and we bought our first house in California in 76.
Oh man.
And we were looking and looking and looking, and then we walked into this house and we weren't even in the house 5 seconds. We said, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it just, you know, when something is right for you, and when it's right for you, you just have to go with it.
Yeah.
And that's another element in entrepreneurism. Folks who want to start a business, don't try to rationalize and make something that doesn't fit make it fit. Don't do that, because in the short or little longer run, something big old Doberman's going to come up behind you and bite you right away.
Right.
You have to be really brutally honest with yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's where the creativity comes in entrepreneurship. People using their and most people have more creativity than they're willing to take credit for.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. I had people all say, I can't market. I have no creative juices. And suddenly we sit down and I talk to them for 35 minutes, and they're flowing with creative juices.
Mm-hmm.
So people have it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You just
tap into
look,
it. Yeah.
Tap into it. Absolutely.
Well, what is the biggest challenge you face, Leroy, in promoting your business and selling your services to business owners? What challenges do you face in effectively getting that done?
I think my biggest challenge is seeing or talking to people and getting them to understand that some of the old traditional ways, even though they're good, they may not be working in today's technological basis. So once I get them to understand that there's a better way to do it, you know, I'm an old guy. I'm one of the baby boomers. And people in our age, we don't tweet. okay? We don't twit. Getting older people to become familiar and comfortable with marketing over the internet, I think, is my biggest challenge because it's a fear to them.
It is. It's foreign.
Yes, it is.
Right. I'm used to writing things on a sheet of paper and then finding that piece of paper. Right. Or if I can't find it, my wife will find it on the desk.
Right.
But the tweet and LinkedIn and Facebook and MySpace and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's not us. Yeah.
It's not us, and it's overwhelming to me. And I know that I've got some dear friends out there who are saying, Tony, you're supposed to be doing this.
Well, and it's, in some ways you can fight it, but it's going to come into your life eventually.
And you have to learn it. And I'm slowly migrating that way.
Yeah.
But you're right, Leroy. Yeah. You've got to stay away. You have to stay current with what's going on.
Absolutely. The auto shop that I'm working with, when I started working with them, they had maybe 4 or 5 email addresses. They just don't collect email addresses. Well, if you don't have an email address in today's society, you're not in today's society.
It's like not having a phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now they're collecting email addresses. His wife is actually going in, and they're doing internet email marketing campaigns, and their business is growing.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, one of the big, a database of email addresses is a part of an asset to the business.
Absolutely.
And people don't realize.
It's like the old businesses would collect phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Now you collect email addresses.
Right.
You know, a lot of folks talk about selling, and we're going to sell a service, we're going to sell a product, or we're going to just sell something. Yeah. But the art of selling isn't just to get the closing anymore. The art of selling includes demonstrating to the person you want to sell to that there's a benefit here.
Absolutely.
That there's a return on their investment, mm-hmm. not on the cost, mm-hmm. but on the investment.
Absolutely.
And so it takes a lot of education sometimes.
Absolutely.
Don't you find yourself being an educator?
I do find myself helping educate people, and part of being an educator is creating visibility.
Right.
Okay, people want to see you. They want to talk to you. But yes, you do have to educate people all the time on how to better market their business.
Let me throw some numbers out there in case somebody wants to call in this morning. I want to give away some books this morning, and I want to hear from you. 281-1150 if you're in Appleton. It's a real simple call, and Robbie will bring you right in. If it's Green Bay, same thing, 271-1150. And if you're outside the area, maybe Fond du Lac or Chilton or wherever, 866-887-1150, and we'll get you right on the air. And we're talking with Leroy Gaines. Leroy's telling us about his business. When I saw what you have, and I said, you know, I'm not trying to discourage people from doing a lot of the marketing things that they've been traditionally doing. They're okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We're just talking about let's maybe enhance your marketing arsenal. You know, let's put something there.
Is it possible for a business owner who wants to do something like ComF5, is it possible for them to just kind of like, okay, I want to just run 10 accounts. I just want to get used to it. I don't make a big decision for my whole company. I want to just try it.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Absolutely. You can start small, and as time goes on.
If it doesn't work, I can back off.
Absolutely.
If it works.
You don't have to sign any contract. It's a month-to-month process, and you can start small. I will actually sit down and work with you. I work with all of my clients. You've heard that old saying, you're in business for yourself but not by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I have a personal feeling investment with all of my clients. I sit down, work with them, go through their marketing plan, and if it doesn't work for you, you stop. If it works, you can build it.
Well, I think there's I like your story because you've been in the trenches, you've been there, you had to go look for a job, you've had to create a company or two or three or four or five. Mm-hmm. So you've got the experience to draw upon when it comes to helping your clients take their companies to the next level. Mm-hmm. It's not like you just signed up and you're going to go do this because the theory's right. You've actually done it.
No. I truly help other people. I truly appreciate helping other people grow their business. It just makes me feel good.
If someone is listening, Leroy, how do they reach you? What can they do to get in touch with you?
The easiest way to reach me is one of two ways. You can call me. My cell phone and office number is 909-238-1383. My email address is tigerlily, tigerlily, at comf5.com.
Okay. Yeah. What was that phone? It was a 909.
909-238-1383.
Good. Because I would invite anybody out there who has a business or is thinking of getting into business to do some research and surround yourself with some advisors. Jim, we've talked about that before. The attorney.
Oh, sure, sure.
The accountant, a marketing person, a lender, if you need to borrow money. But you need to trust whoever you're working with.
Well, I met Leroy. He showed me, gave me a demonstration. It was pretty hands-on. It was pretty simple to understand. And I think you made it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I would have been totally fumbling. And so that's, getting into this, at least you got somebody to go to and help me get on the track. And anybody can do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a very easy, user-friendly program. You don't have to be a geek, for lack of better terms, to use it. And it's designed to help you grow your business.
Okay, why don't we got one more break here before we wrap up our show this morning. And we still got time for phone calls, folks, so I'll give those numbers out again. But you're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business, too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, I'm Joellen Wallen, your Better Business Bureau Northeast Wisconsin Regional Manager. BBB accredited businesses share our vision of an ethical marketplace. For them, trust is a contract, and honesty, integrity, and ethics are standard operating procedure. Consumers looking for a plumber, home remodeler, accountant, or veterinarian prefer to start with trust, and there's no better place than wisconsin.bbb.org. And for business owners, there's no better business decision than applying for BBB accreditation. Do it today.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated.
Does it feel as though you're losing control of your business and you don't know where to turn? You got into the business because you're a great mechanic, an excellent cook, or a caring chiropractor. In your profession, you are one of the best. What you need is help with creating a business strategy, understanding financials, or processing payroll. With 50 years of combined business experience and a track record of proven results, Guidant Business Solutions can help with these issues and much more. Hi, I'm Gary Vaughn, founder of Guidant Business Solutions, and our mission is to guide you. No matter what your industry, we can help you avoid the pitfalls that can cost you money. If you feel as though you can't talk to your lender, you can't talk to your spouse, you can't talk to your employees, talk to us. We can help. Call me at 920-427-5077 for a free consultation. That number again is 920-427-5077 or visit our website at guidantbusiness.com. That's G-U-I-D-E-N-T business.com. Don't hesitate. Talk with us today.
Nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash.
Nobody's ever going to accuse Robbie of not being creative when it comes to bumper music.
Did you ever see Robbie's wallet? I mean, it's bad. It's just loaded with C-notes.
Yeah, all singles.
C-notes, man. C-notes.
Oh. And this is good bumper music, money. We're
teaching you how to help manage and grow your money.
That's it.
In your business environment.
How to keep it.
Exactly.
You know, keep a little of it once
Hold
in a
on
while.
To it. Don't pay it all to the bank.
All right, we're talking with Leroy Gaines. Leroy has started his own company. It's, as we mentioned, one of the fascinating part of this network marketing program is it's a way for people to use it. the product and grow the, a business so they make money with it. And they may want to become a affiliate, you know, and earn some residuals.
Absolutely.
But they don't have to be. And you mentioned no contracts, so anybody can drop out, get out of it anytime you want. So
Absolutely.
I like it. I like it. Now, what do you? How do you see yourself fitting up against like Constant Contact or one of those?
Constant Contact is a very good program. Mm-hmm. I say ComEd 5 is Constant Contact on steroids.
Yeah, okay.
Because Constant Contact does not offer any video email whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And people want to see you. People would rather see a short video of you than sit down and read a text-based message.
That does get your attention, Leroy.
It does.
You go to some websites. You go to Lakeview Credit Union's website, and they have those figures stepping out.
Mm-hmm.
Short, what do they call that? What's the technical term for that?
Web outs.
A web out. Where someone is actually appearing to step toward you, and they're talking to you, and it's only for 10 seconds.
Yeah. Right.
Doesn't
take
a lot of time.
Right.
Hey, we're coming down the stretch on the show this morning. I don't want to lose or miss out on you giving a biz tip to our listeners this morning before we exit there. And we'll give out your contact information, too, once more.
What I would suggest is... List all of your marketing techniques, and the one that gives you the least return on your investment, don't use it.
That's the one. Good way to put
it. The key, though, is list them out. Don't think about them.
No, list them.
Got to write them down.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You bet.
Now, do you have a website people can go to see the product here?
Yes. And, my website is www.comcomf5wi.com.
Okay.
And I like the name. Repeat the story about why is it named ComEd?
Com
That's
is
really
for
cool.
communication. F5 on your computer is refresh. So it's communication, refresh.
Communication, refresh.
Constant upgrade, upgrade, upgrade.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Good. Well, Leroy, it's been a pleasure having you on
Thank
the show
you.
This morning.
Tony, and to you too, Jim.
Oh, you know, anytime there's something for our listeners that we think can be an advantage, we try to bring it to them, and you've done that this morning,
Thank you.
We do appreciate that.
Yep, I'm sure the listening community really appreciates the message you delivered this morning.
Okay, next week, where you got Kurt Healing is
Kurt Healing's on, Jim. He's with Albert's Healing CPA firm. He's going to be our guest next week, so we're tune in. We're going to have some good counting tips for you.
Good deal.
And
good deal.
It's always a good show when Kurt's on.
And we will be back live every Saturday morning, folks. So tell your friends, neighbors, everybody.
And if you're in this neck of the woods this morning, stop over at the Express
Car
Station on Kensington and College. Those young kids over there are working hard to wash cars to make money for a good cause. And you can help them.
And if your car's clean, step out of it, they'll hose you down.
They'll hose you down. Kensington and College at the Express Station.
All right, that's BizTalk. We'll see you next Saturday morning.